I didn't want to destroy you. You should have kept me as controlled opposition. I would have been on your side. I would have created my message.
You are listening to...
But you started a fight with the most formidable man on the planet. My unmatched perspicacity, coupled with sheer indefatigability, makes me a feared opponent in any realm of human endeavor.
The Tate era.
My unmatched force. And I will track the mate's cups. I will destroy technology. That's who I am.
Makes me a fear.
Your personal happiness is directly correlated to the amount of effort you apply to personal excellence, meaning the harder you try, the happier you are. The money, girls, and everything else are just a bonus, the icing on the cake. So how hard are you trying? Do you truly deserve to feel any other than misery? Train harder, work harder, connect with high-level people, push your mind to think faster, turn more ideas into cash in your hands, and you will be the happiest man alive. Understand, your life is made up of moments. You alone dictate what those moments are. The only right answer is to spend your moments building a powerful network, learning the realities of the world and becoming rich. Everything else is misery. Learning is the greatest joy there is. I live the perfect life. I have more money, more love, more friends, and more family than absolutely anybody I've ever met. I am one of the most famous men alive, and I am doing good things. I have a purpose, something most men lack, a positive one, and I am shifting the entire planet toward good in the battle against evil. But every time life is too perfect, God hits me with something that makes life hard again, a new war. God puts me back in the frame of mind needed to be grateful for the things I didn't appreciate enough. When I left jail, I appreciated a pillow. A pillow made me smile for weeks. Before jail, it took jets and Bugattis to make me smile like that. In my life, every single hardship I've endured has made me a stronger and more capable version of myself. Anybody who ever lost me lived to regret losing me. Anybody who ever lied about me or made an enemy of me lived to regret doing exactly that. I always win in the end. I thank God for all of the good, but also for every single struggle. I need these battles. Allah is the best of planners. And if he decides I must suffer, then I accept this. What kind of man isn't fighting a war? Thank you, God, for every single ounce of pain. Thank you, God, for the sleepless nights and the withheld tears. I want to show God that I am strong enough to endure anything he decides that I need. I will fight until my last breath and never disappoint him. I will get up every single day and perform at the best of my potential, rain or shine. God wanted a warrior and he has one. God willing, I'm ready for anything.